This is the second in our 7 weeks of values. Healing and forgiveness is our second one. And I had this funny experience when I was preparing the other day. I was like, what am I going to talk about? I'm like, what am I going to talk about? This is the thing I'm most passionate about than anything else, because the whole reason why I come into this teaching was because of learning the skills and the tools and primarily spiritual mind treatment to learn that I never have to be at the mercy of anything. None of us ever have to be at the mercy of anything. Now, I'm going to say something to every one of you sitting here that I've been saying for 16 years before the center opened with my first Science of Mind class. If you are not praying or treating, whatever you want to call it, every day, you're in the wrong place. You are not taking full advantage of the lessons. You are not taking full advantage of what we do here. Because to come from feeling at the mercy, even though it's not true, to not being at the mercy, to full-blown celebration of who you are, it's prayer. It's prayer. It's the steps of prayer. It's treatment. It's using it, whether you're using a practitioner or whether you're learning and using it yourself. So would you give us the next slide, Brian? The science of mind is a serious study. Not to put it, you know, make it sound so kind of cold, but it is. This is not something, you don't walk in here and understand everything right away. If you're here for the first time, hang out. It takes a bit. It doesn't just happen. We are here to heal and to transform the world through our personal transformation from the microcosm to the macrocosm. Yes? From the microcosm to the macrocosm. It is the only way it works. And when we stop being tempted to fix the outside and we go in only, then we are really being the metaphysicians that we are meant to be. Whoops. I want to read to you, and I said this a while ago, from this, the 365 Days of Richer Living. I speak from this book a number of times. This is written by Dr. Holmes and Dr. Barker. And clear. So perfectly clear. And the interesting thing that just this past week, two things were perfect for this lesson. So I want to read them both to you because it's worth you hearing. My health is the automatic expression of my consciousness. Say that out loud. My health is the automatic expression of my consciousness. Man, I want you to get that. That is the gift from Dr. Holmes. That is the gift of the science of mind. No illness can hold me in its clutches, for I rise on the wings of God's thoughts into perfect health of body and mind. I am inspired with the living, pulsating ideas of spirit. The inspiration of the Almighty is mine today. I am led into the paths of perfect activity, bringing good results. My universe is saturated with divine love and order, and it returns to me the good I am now believing to be mine as a child of God. God is the health of my body. Say that. God is the health of my body. The inspiration of my mind, and the good of my universe. And we're going to pull that all apart today. And then the other one, and I love, he opens the line by saying, we are reviving primitive Christianity, and as a result, the sick are finding health. I mean, that's a fascinating that he thought that that was what we were doing, that we are doing. Sorry, wait. Okay, different page. My body is the temple of the living God. Listen to that. My body is the temple of the living God. It is divinely created and divinely maintained. There is no lack of health in my body, for the presence of God is in every cell and function, and where God is, all is health. The word that I speak is awakening the perfect health of spirit in me. My consciousness is filled with healthy, thoughts about myself and my fellow human. I am strong, vital, and perfect in every way, for I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual created body that responds to my thought. I think health. I appreciate health. I love good health. My whole being responds to this treatment. The health of God is my health today and forevermore. I mean, come on, right? Come on, hear that. Now, what I want to say to you about this is that you don't have to wake up every day and think all day long, I am healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. I mean, that's okay. A little crazy making, but it's okay. But what you do want to do is you do want to be the beingness of light. And there are many things that we do to make room for that. And one of the major things that either empowers you or hinders you is your at practice of, or you're not practicing of forgiveness. Forgiveness is critical at every juncture. I want that to settle in you. At every single juncture, every individual, because anything that you hold on to interrupts the energetic flow in your body. In order for us to realize perfect health, we must be in this kind of flow. It's like taking a garden hose and trying to water your garden while having the garden hose crimped. It will not work. In order for the garden hose to water the plants and for your plants to flourish, you have to open it up. You have to let it flow. Your body and my body is that. We are the energetic flow of spirit, and the more freely it's flowing, the healthier you are, the healthier I am. I love that I'm not at the mercy of anything. How about you? Yes. Now, do you always remember that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you do. Oh, yeah. But we know Donald does, but I know some of us forget sometimes. But I have witnessed health. I have witnessed healing. I have witnessed the one who with a diagnosis that then it was negative. The diagnosis was negative. I witnessed someone who had an X-ray of a broken back one day, and the next day the broken back was not there. Come on, folks. You have to believe in that possibility. I have seen people come back from the edge. I prayed for somebody one time who was in the hospital. And it was a friend of mine, and she was a practitioner, but she was too close because it was her brother. And it was a big emergency, and he's taken to the hospital in the middle of the night, and she calls me up, and please, please, Michelle, do this. So I did all my work, and I got into it, and I'm like, and what I do when I think that the doctors are going to be very attached to illness, because you know some of the doctors are attached to your illness. You know that, right? A lot of reasons, but we won't go there for now. But what happened was in my treatment, I declared that they made a mistake, that they simply made a mistake. What did they say to her when they got back the results? Oh, no, it wasn't what we thought. There was a mistake. But you have to be the one to interrupt the thought. You and I have to be the one to interrupt it. Now, for all of my students, then I'm going to be very disappointed in you if you don't give me the right answer right now. When do we treat? Immediately. When do we treat? Immediately. When do we treat?
Immediately.
Why? We treat immediately because the longer we allow ourselves to experience discomfort, the more we believe in it. That's the reason. And then you gotta, then it's not pulling up a little weed. Then it's pulling up a gigantic weed. But when you treat immediately, and you act immediately, or you call your practitioners immediately, you interrupt that thought. So we don't give that thought time to find whatever, to grow. We don't give it time to grow. Out of the textbook, I get all sorts of readings for you today. If you want it, this is from page... Brian, I forgot to ask for the clicker. Give me a Yes. Because I want you to really take note of certain things I'm saying to you. So on page, this comes from page 190 in the textbook. We come to understand then that the answer to prayer is in the prayer when it is prayed. The belief of the one praying, the belief of the one praying sets it in motion, sets in motion the law. I love this. The law of love. That's why love is so critical. Love opens us. Love opens the heart. Love opens the passages. Love connects us. Love is that, it's like the sticky stuff that connects the entire globe to each other. It hovers under everything, and it's always there unless you're turning it off. And you can do that. You are capable of doing that. And this law of love is the fundamental law of the universe. And on page 163, mental or spiritual treatment should bring into actual manifestation the health and happiness which are humankind's normal and divine heritage. Such healing includes the emancipation of the mind from every form of bondage through a new concept of God, which causes the heart to beat with joy and gladness. This healing power is a consciousness, the unity of all life, and the spiritual nature of all being. Next slide, please. Spiritual practices are key to our growth, expansion of consciousness, emotional emancipation, and our freedom. Those three little things there are the simplest form of spiritual practices that I would encourage you to have on a daily basis and nothing less. This is not something I haven't said before, but I know that some of you go home and you get up in the morning, your kids are got you busy, or you got to get off to work, and you don't really like getting up in the morning. Figure it out. You're smart. You can figure it out. But without a commitment to the expansion of your consciousness, you will remain exactly where you are. Now, if where you are is good, okay. But my guess is that you're here and you're part of this teaching because you want more than that. Because you want more than okay. I want more than okay. I want to be exuberant in every moment of my life that's possible. Is exuberant something you could live with? Hello, too many Halloween parties, too much Halloween candy, okay? But it's simple. This book alone, if you had nothing but this or this kind of reader, Holmes and Barker tell the truth like nobody I know. It's beautiful. But we have an entire bookstore filled. And I do what you want, of course. But I do encourage you to do something through the science of mind so that you are constantly encouraging or expanding your knowledge of the science of mind. Silence or meditation, I don't care which, and I don't care what you call it, but some moment of just getting present to the presence. It could be a moment, 5 minutes, 20 minutes. But a moment where you stop, where you feel, and where you allow your own intuition, intelligence, and inspiration to find you. Because when we're quiet, we sync up to God more clearly. When you're busy in the chatter of your mind, you're interrupting that circuit that is the flow. And if you're not yet at the place where you're comfortable with spiritual mind treatment, where is it? I've created, because in this new care model, this leadership model that we're doing here at the center, our main point is to get every one of you feeling comfortable to some degree to treat or pray out loud. And I keep using both words because I'm not attached to it. I know some of you are, but I'm not. So whatever works for you. So I created this, it's affirmative prayer cheat sheet. So it's really the simplest form of spiritual mind treatment. And there's a sample on the back and it, where you could put blanks in it. It's not in your folder, but it's if you want it, it's in the back of the room. And when you leave today, you can get it from Myrna. So I'm giving you the tools. I'm giving you the tools. You already know here that we have practitioners. How many people here in this room have a practitioner's phone number in their phone on speed dial? Every one of you should be saying yes. I'm looking for a document. Because what we do, where's my other document? Excuse me, 1 second. Looks like it walked. What we do is that we know, we recognize that when something's gone physical, there are times that it went past my consciousness. So if it slipped past my consciousness, it might mean that it's already dug itself in and I need help to undig it. So when I need help even, I call my practitioners, I call my minister friends. And I'm going to reiterate this till you get it. If you are sick and you are worried, we'll talk about that in a moment, do not give that worry to a friend who does not know how to handle it. If something comes up, please don't tell your best friend unless that best friend happens to be a practitioner or someone within this teaching. Why? Because they won't know what to do with it. They will be so busy feeling bad for you that they're going to hold on to it, and they're now going to collude with your diagnosis. You do not want people colluding with your diagnosis. You do not want people in agreement with what's wrong. Do you hear me? Yes. That's why we get trained here. So here, even the one of us who isn't around that long, we're getting some idea that we don't want to be in agreement, right? You know that. You've heard me say that. We're not here to collude, but we want to collaborate with possibility. So worry. Please, if you are a practicing metaphysician, the last thing in the world I don't even want to hear the words in this room is the word worry. Worry is absolutely a down payment in what you don't want. You do not want to say it. You do not want to contemplate it. You do not want someone else. That's why I don't want to tell somebody who I think isn't going to think rightly about me. Because the last thing I want them to do is investing in my illness. They don't know they're doing that. That's why we get educated. Because we understand how to use this incredible tool that is our mind. And I can't find my copy of it. It's around here somewhere. But I've also created, over the years of doing workshops and classes, I have in the back of the room a list of foundational beliefs that I have given out at every workshop that I have ever... Oh, you have it there? Bless your little heart. I don't know how you got it, but did you take this from me? No, I'm kidding. Oh, good. Thank you. This is the foundational beliefs. There are 18 beliefs. These are not universal beliefs. These are not from the science of mind. These are my accumulated practices. But I encourage you to take this and consider it. Now, some are hard. We don't have time to discuss them because very often this takes a long time in the beginning of a class. But the very first one, hear this. No one is against me. Even if they think they are. I know that that's rattling. No one is against me, even if they think they are. When you take these beliefs and you, I would go home and just like when your grandchild comes home with now that's the new thing for me, pictures for my grandchildren. Except they're like this big and my refrigerator isn't that big. But put this on your refrigerator next to your kids' drawings. Put this on your refrigerator, and the next time you're taking offense, or the next time you're practicing blame, or the next time you're complaining, check it out. Because in full practice, these beliefs will help lead you to a life of freedom. I want freedom. How about you? Okay, so we have, as we did last week, everyone should have one of these in their hands. If you do not, please raise your hand and we will get one to you. Okay. Myrna, could you get these for everybody? Jeff, would you help? These are the ones from the front. Yeah. Give us just a second. We're getting, wow, a lot of you missed it. Okay. I want you all to have one. Have them? Nope, we're still getting them. How'd you guys all walk past that? Okay, we're learning patience. Still very quiet in here today. Feel the energy? Very low energy today, very calm. Yeah. Yeah, it's different. It's all good. All good, all the time. All right, now, does anybody else still need one? Up in the back of the room. Okay. So every week I'm going to offer you an affirmation that supports that value that this community collectively decided were our values. So healing and forgiveness was the second value that we came up with. And I'm going to ask you to please stand so you invest more of your energy in reading this aloud with me. I dedicate my life to walking my talk, to living the principles I subscribe to, and so choose to let go, forgive, and release anything that anyone can stand in my way of my healing. My life is God expressing as itself through me. The one recognizes as whole, as fully orbed, and as wonderfully alive. All of my choices, actions, and behaviors support me living a healed, whole life. I am the holy place where healing and forgiveness reside. Wherever I am, God is, and it is good, and so it is. Thank you. And so because I believe in community and the power of community and the power of rapport, I ask you, if you're not sitting close enough to someone, to now get closer to someone and to hold their hand. Fully expressed, fully orbed. It's like a complete. I love that term, though. So if you will, join me. There is a place within where you have never been hurt, harmed, or injured in any way. That place is the seat of your power, your beauty. That is your place of perfection. That place lives someplace deep within, and it is stunning. So I invite you right now to dive into the middle of that feeling. Find it. If you've never looked for it before, look for it now. I promise you, it exists. It is your God spark. It is that which incarnated through you in this lifetime. Please accept with me, the full measure of the divine essence that is our birthright. Accept with me that the light and the love of God that is always present burns away anything unlike itself automatically. Accept with me that this presence is God as you. And as we choose to focus and as we choose to accept and to allow, there is just goodness and more goodness and more goodness at every turn, all the time, without fail. I believe in you, and I believe in your ability to rise up. I believe in your ability to be all you can be. I believe in your ability to be healthy beyond anything you have recently imagined. I declare that anything that appears to be in the way is no longer in the way. I declare that any story that you have at the level of the subconscious is uprooted and released. I declare that God as health is your truth, your only truth. And I declare that this is immediate, that there is no delay, that there is only you feeling good all the time. So with this truth, I acknowledge the unity of all life, the presence as our one power, and I surrender this beautiful, glorious word to the law of life and the law of love. Please close with me by saying, and so it is.